it's a huge amount of money, and it continues to be a huge problem in our health service, in that because of the working conditions, and we know in Letterkenny University Hospital, they are horrendous working conditions, particularly for those at the very front line dealing with the emergency department. It really is tough to attract nurses and doctors and consultants into that type of environment. We also know for nurses there are pay issues there for new entrants. So there's a big challenge, but the problem is because we're not solving that challenge at government level, we're paying far too much for agency staff. And if you look at the levels now at Letterkenny this year, 5.3 million so far, that's running at about twice the level back in 2010. Now the costs are down a bit from last year, I acknowledge that, but it's still way too high at 5.3 million so far.
And indeed, if there was better pay for nurses beginning in their career, overall it would work out less than what has been spent on agency staff.
Yeah, that's very, very true, actually. I mean, if you look at the overall figure this year so far, it's over 100 million across the state. And, you know, we know that in some instances that can be maybe two or three times more we're paying for certain medical staff than we would if we were employing them directly. So it's a really poor use of public money. Would it not be wiser to put that towards giving nurses, particularly nurses, fair pay, fair conditions, and not send them to other options like Australia and so on?